Hey, good afternoon, you guys. I have a special message that I want to share with you. It is about Halloween. More specifically, it's about jack-o'-lanterns. Now, I want you to take a good look at this first picture and remember this while I give you the history of jack-o'-lanterns. Druid, trick or treat. The Druids originated the practice of hollowing out the jack-o'-lanterns and filling them with human fat. Whenever a raiding party came to a home to demand of the husband that someone inside be surrendered as a human sacrifice, they would light a jack-o'-lantern filled with human fat. If the husband relented and provided one of his loved ones as a sacrifice, the Druid party would leave the jack-o'-lantern on the porch. This lantern would be to tell the other raiding parties and the demonic host that this party had surrendered a human for sacrifice, and the remaining people inside were to be left alone, guaranteeing that no one else in the house would be killed that night was the treat. If the husband refused to surrender one of his loved ones, a trick would be placed upon the house. The members of the raiding party would draw a large hexagram using human blood on the front door. They got the blood for the hexagram from a dead body they dragged around with them using a cable tow. The demonic host would be attracted to this hexagram and would invade the house, causing one or more of the inhabitants to either go insane or die from fright. That is from America's Occult Holidays on page 20. This is the true origin of trick-or-treat and the jack-o'-lantern. Do you really want to take your kids trick-or-treating? Look at this pumpkin again. Look at this jack-o'-lantern. Do you really want to drag Jesus into Halloween? To include Jesus into Halloween or into Fall Festival, which is another name for Halloween, let's get real, it's blasphemy. Yes, people are still sacrificed today, and we have carried this satanic day right into the church and painted a smile on it. God isn't smiling, and you will be judged for how you raised your children. Godly children will be taught the true meaning of Halloween and will stay out of it, and will warn others to avoid it as well. They'll be bright lights for Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 18:10. There shall not be found among you any one that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. When people try to tell you that Halloween's okay, it's Fall Festival, it's not the same thing, I want to remind you of the following scriptures. When they're putting their spin on it, this is what God has to say. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil, and all means all. If you can't recognize evil, then you need to deepen your walk in Jesus Christ. You need to ask the Lord to teach you what's evil. Ephesians 5:6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So if you want to listen to somebody telling you it's okay, it's not really Halloween, we're calling it Fall Festival, and you go ahead and participate, you're going to be judged. You're going to be called on the carpet before Jesus Christ about it. Thank you guys for watching. God bless y'all.